大龙女什么的，给你弄那王子龙弄蛮好的。
Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings in our lives. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your interventions in our lives and situations. We thank you for your divine support. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that is producing results in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the opportunities you keep sending to us, so that we can succeed and prosper by following those opportunities. Thank you for opening our eyes to see the things that you have been showing us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for empowering us to overcome battles, to fight and win over our enemies. Thank you for helping us to do what is right in your sight. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to live a pure, a righteous and holy life in your sight. Thank you for helping us to overcome sin and temptations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for sending into our lives the right people that will help us to fulfill our destinies. Thank you for giving us helpers and partners for destiny fulfillment. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for the miracles your power has performed in our lives. We thank you for the healing we received from you in our bodies. We thank you for the deliverances and revival and victories we received from you. Thank you for financial prosperity that we also received from you. Thank you for blessing the works of our hands. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We also thank you, Lord, for putting your spirit upon us and for using us to do great things through your spirit. Thank you, Father. We are here this midnight to pray, to worship you, and to seek your face. O Lord, show us your glory as we pray and worship in Jesus' name. Reveal your power among us. Reveal your power in our lives and situations. Do great and mighty works that will shock everyone. Father, let these things happen as we spend time in your presence right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain the same. Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain the same. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. You remain the same, the same. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain the same. You are the mighty God, the great I am, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. What about you? Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Emmanuel, 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 King of the Universe. Emmanuel, Ancient of Days, Emmanuel, your name is God, Emmanuel, your name is Lord, your name is Lord. Emmanuel, King of Glory, Emmanuel, Lord of Hosts, Emmanuel, Ancient of Days, Emmanuel, Bright and Morning Star, Emmanuel. Your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel. Your name is Lord. Emmanuel. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord, Savior. How excellent is your name, Rock of Ages. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Your name is higher than every all the names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I is heart provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty see God we serve. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great is your power, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great and mighty is our God, great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Mighty man of war. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. You reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. You reign our lives. God, you reign forever. We worship you, Lion of Judah. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. Our God reigns forever. We worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, We praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Calling on to Jesus, 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 our Lord. Our Lord, we're calling your name, calling your name, calling on to Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus, Jesus, every day, your name is the same. Calling on to Jesus, Jesus, blessed Jesus, Jesus, our Lord, we're calling your name. We're calling your name. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, Jesus, every day, every day, your name is the same. Our Lord, we're calling your name every day. Your name is the same. Our Lord, oh, our Lord, we're calling your name every day. Your name is the same, our Lord, oh, our Lord. We're calling your name every day. Your name is the same. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. He's alive. Amen. In our midst. In our midst. Jesus is alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Oh, we will praise you from everlasting, Jesus, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Now it's warming. Now it's warming. Now hearts worthy, O Lord, you are so worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, all things, and for thy pleasure they are, and were created. You are God, you are not a man, you are God, you are not a man. You are God, you are not a man, Lion of Judah. You are God, Savior, you are God, oh. You are God, you are not a man, oh. You are God, oh. You are God. You are not a man, oh. You reign forever. You are God. You are not a man, oh. All power belongs to you. You are God, Jesus. You are God, oh. You are God. You are not a man, by your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, by your name, by your name, you established, established authority, Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, the righteous, by your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, by your name, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, the righteous. Jesus, 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 you have conquered all. Jesus, Savior, Jesus, you reign over all. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and begin to worship Him. Worship and bless His name. Glorify and adore Him. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the King of Israel, the King of Glory, the King of Kings, the Miracle Worker, the Mountain Mover, the Way Maker, the Lord of Hosts. He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship Him with the whole of your heart, with the whole of your mind, with the whole of your strength, with your voice. Worship your Creator. Worship your Healer, your Restorer, your Helper, your Lord and Savior. Worship your Redeemer. Worship your Father. We worship you, O Lord. All-sufficient God, we worship you. Self-sufficient God, we praise you. El Shaddai, we worship you. El Shaddai, we worship you. El Shaddai, we worship you. We praise you, O God of Israel. O God of our salvation. O God, our strength, we praise you. O God of the everlasting covenant, we praise you. You are the ruler of rulers. The governor of governors. You are the controller of controllers. You are the prince of princes. We praise you, Father. Helper of the helpless. We praise you. You are the present help in time of need. Your name conquers all. Your throne conquers all. Your glory dominates all. You rule and reign from everlasting to everlasting. There is no end to your reign. There is no end to your kingdom. We worship you, Lord. You reverse irreversible things. You do impossible things. You change unchangeable things. You give strength to the weak. You give hope to the hopeless. to give life to the dead. Salvation to the lost. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praise his name. I want us to pray this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for doing your works in my life. So thank you, Father, for doing your works in my life to make me into the person you want me to be. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for doing your works in my life. Thank you, Father, for walking in my spirit. Thank you for walking in my soul. Thank you for walking in my body to transform me into the person you want me to be. Continue to thank you. Say, Father, thank you for walking in my situations to enforce your will to prevail. Thank you, Father, for doing your works in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for doing your works in my life. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the power of the enemy to prevail over me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the power of the enemy to prevail over me. Thank you for not allowing the power of darkness, the power of sin, to prevail over me. Thank you for not allowing the power of sickness and disease to prevail over me. Thank you for not allowing the power of death to prevail over me. Thank you, Father, for not allowing the power of Satan to prevail over me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We're still going to thank you. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for setting my feet on the path that leads to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for setting my feet on the path that will lead to the fulfillment of my purpose in life, the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Once you remain in the path that God has set your feet, fulfilling your destiny is sure. Fulfilling your purpose in life becomes certain. Thank God for putting your feet on that path. Thank him for putting your feet on the path that lead to the fulfillment of destiny. For millions of people, but treading on the wrong path. Thank God that you are not on the wrong path. Thank God that He has set your feet on the right path that leads to fulfillment of destiny. Thank you, Father, for planting my feet on the path that leads to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to talk to the Lord. You need to say, Father, have your way in my life and situations, and let your will reveal. Say, Father, have your way in my life. Have your way in my situations, and let your will prevail. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Tell him to have his way in your life. Tell him to have his way in your life. You are not supposed to have your way. He's the one that should have his way in your life. Tell him to have his way. Say, Father, have your way in my life. Have your way in my thoughts, even in your thoughts, even in your mind. Let him have his way, even in your emotions. Let him have his way. Say, Father, have your way in my life. Have your way in my situations. And let your will prevail. Not my will, but your will. Not my desires, but your desires. Have your way in my life. Have your way in my deeds. And let your will prevail. I believe you're praying. Pray from your heart. Because you really want that. Pray this prayer from your heart. Because that is what you want him to do. Because you really want him to have his way in your life. Because you really want him to do his will in your life. Say, Father, have your way in my life and an environment. Have your way in my situations. And let your will be there. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, exalt your name in my life above everything. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, exalt your name in my life above everything. Above everything. Open your mouth and pray like that. We know that his name is highly exalted, far above every other names. Begin to ask him to exalt his name in your life above every other names. Pray and tell him to do that. The Lord Jesus, exalt your name in my life above everything, above every other names. In other words, you're saying, Lord Jesus, manifest the dominion of your name in my life. You're saying, Lord Jesus, manifest the power of your name in my life. Manifest the dominion of your name in my body. The name of Jesus is above the name of sicknesses and diseases. The Bible says, at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, manifest the dominion of your name in my life. Manifest the dominion of your name in my body and soul and spirit. Manifest the dominion of your name in my career, in my calling, in my destiny. Lord Jesus, manifest the dominion of your name right now. Continue to pray like that. Exalt your name in my life. Exalt your name in my life. Let your name destroy everything that is not according to your will in my life. So, Lord Jesus, let your name destroy everything that is not according to your will in my life. Let your name destroy every walk of darkness in my life right now. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, exalt your name in my life. Exalt your name in every cell of my body. Exalt your name in every organ of my body. Let your name prevail forever in my life, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. We're going to pray that the Lord will destroy covenants of darkness that are walking against your life. I believe many of you were here when I was talking about demonic initiation, how people can be initiated by darkness, even without them knowing. Yeah, so this, in the same way, people can be initiated into the realms of darkness to become captives or slaves to darkness. People can as well be initiated into covenants of darkness. even unknown to them. So you're going to pray. The best weapon of God to destroy covenants of darkness is the blood of Jesus. The weapon of the blood of Jesus. So the blood of Jesus is a weapon that destroys covenants of darkness. Even the strongest covenant of darkness. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I invoke the blood of Jesus to destroy every covenant of darkness that is working against my life. You're going to say, I invoke the blood of Jesus. I invoke the blood of Jesus to destroy every covenant of darkness working against my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I invoke the blood of Jesus to destroy every covenant of darkness that is working against my life and destiny. I invoke all your, in the same way you're saying, I call upon the blood of Jesus. I call upon the blood of Jesus to destroy every covenant of darkness that is working against my life, working against my destiny. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, what is covenant? The word covenant simply means agreement. An agreement between two persons. And usually such agreement is being sealed with an oath. Yeah, or with a vow that is unbreakable. Yeah. What makes covenant a bit different from agreement, even though it's an agreement, is the fact that covenants are binding. Yeah, covenants are binding. They are being sealed with a vow or with an oath or with a law, yeah, that makes it binding and unbreakable. So, which means, it's an agreement that is meant to stand and to remain as long as the two people involved are still alive. Yeah, that is a covenant. Yeah. And there are covenants of darkness. Yeah. So to be bound by covenant of darkness is when there is an agreement between you and the realms of darkness or the kingdom of darkness that is binding, that is sealed. Yeah, and you might be asking, how will I agree with darkness? Yeah, I'm a child of God. How will I go into agreement with the devil? How will I be in a covenant with darkness? Now, as I said earlier, you can be in covenant with the devil without you knowing. Yeah, a lot of things happen when you live in sin. A lot of things happen when you live in sin. Yeah, because any person that is in sin is under the territory of Satan, under the dominion of Satan. So usually, when we are in sin or when we are committing sin, Satan takes advantage of those moments to initiate covenants with our lives and destinies. Very strong binding, you know, very strong and binding covenants. Yeah, and you might say, but I've repented of my sins. Yes. Even after you have repented, you need to pray until such covenants are broken. Yeah, you need to pray until such covenants are broken. So, you are going to pray right now. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to shout, "Blood of Jesus, destroy every covenant of darkness that was initiated in my life through sin, through the sins I committed." You're going to say, "Blood of Jesus, destroy every covenant of darkness that was initiated in my life through the sins I committed." Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Destroy. Destroy, destroy, destroy every covenant of Satan, every covenant of darkness that was initiated in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, when I was in Spain. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, destroy. It could be certain sin you committed some years ago. Yeah, maybe some 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It could be a sexual sin you committed with somebody some years back that created a covenant that is now enslaving your destiny right now. Pray and God will set you free. Pray. Say, "Blood of Jesus, destroy covenants of darkness that was initiated in my life, in my destiny, through the sins I committed. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen." Yeah, you see, in the kingdom of darkness, they have a legal system. In fact, they have They have a very powerful judiciary system, a very powerful court system. So they have court rooms in the kingdom of darkness. And I must tell you this, the kingdom of darkness, they know the scriptures even more than many Christians today. They know the Bible a lot. In fact, they took years to study the Bible into detail. And you want to ask me why they did all that? Because they want to be able to initiate binding covenants on the lives of Christians. They want to be able to have legal power over Christians. Yeah, so they would look at the Bible, and they would look at every place in the Bible that contains God's instructions, and they also look at the punishment that is written in the Bible for those that violate God's instructions. Yeah, so now they would use that as their legal power over any child of God or any Christian. So when they realize that you violate God's instructions in the Bible, then they will invoke your spirit. You know, since you have committed sin. So whenever you commit sin, you lose God's protection. You lose connection with God's protection. So they will invoke your spirit into their court rooms. And in their court rooms, they will exercise judgment on your spirit, on your life. Yeah, let me put it that way. Yeah, they will exercise judgment on your life. So whatever they pronounce in their court rooms is what is going to happen to you. Yeah, so there are people who were given deadly diseases from the court rooms of darkness. Yeah, there were people who were given cancer in the court rooms of darkness. Now, you might be thinking, but I don't sin. I obey God's word. You need to think deep. Yeah, and be sure that you are really obeying God's word. Yeah, because they can use even the smallest of the instructions in the Bible that you violated. Even the smallest of the instructions of Jesus in the Bible that you violated, they can use it against you. So once they realize that you have violated God's instructions, then they will also look at God's punishment. So it's more like they are using the word of God against us. They will also look at the punishment that is in the Bible for those that violate such instructions. So what they will do is they will now use their powers to put all those consequences and punishments on your life. And they will enforce it. They will mobilize all their demons to enforce those punishments on you. Yeah, so it is a serious matter. And that is why I pity Christians that are playing with sin. I pity Christians that are joking with sin. Yeah, because they will suffer. Yeah, you might think all is well with you now, despite the sinful lifestyle you are living. Well, you might not know what the judgment the kingdom of darkness have pronounced upon your life in the next 20 years. So you might not really be suffering anything now. Yeah, so it might be when you have grown more than this. Yeah, maybe it might be the next 5 years. or in the next 10 years, that what they have already pronounced on you, the evil they have pronounced on you, will now begin to manifest. And at that time, it might be too late for you to get healing and deliverance. And that is why some people, they keep going from one church to another for deliverance, for healing, and nothing seems to happen. Yeah, it is because many of them, how will I put it? Many of them, their things have been settled in the courtrooms of darkness. Yeah, they have already been judged in the realms of darkness. Yeah, and God allowed it to happen like that. And sometimes God will refuse to reverse the judgment that Satan placed upon them. So you are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, grant me, give me grace to repent completely from every sin that is making covenant of darkness, a judgment of darkness to overpower my life. You're going to say, Father, help me to repent completely of every sin. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, help me to turn away from every sin that is making covenants of darkness and judgments of darkness to overpower me, to overpower my life, to overpower my destiny. Continue to pray like that. God of Israel, God of my salvation, help me to repent genuinely from every sin, both the sins that I know and the sins that I don't know. Help me, Father, to genuinely repent, to completely repent from every sin that is making the kingdoms of darkness to become stronger than me. Help me to turn away completely. And this is not the time that you start to you start to justify yourself and begin to say, I don't have any sin in my life. Yeah, you need to really ask God to help you. You need to humble yourself and ask Him to help you. So, Father, help me to repent genuinely, to repent completely from every sin, from every known sin and unknown sin that is making the kingdom of darkness to become more powerful than I am, to become stronger than me. Oh Lord, help me to repent. Help me to turn away from those things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to obey all your instructions that you commanded in the Bible. Say, Father, help me to obey all the instructions you commanded in the Bible. Open your mouth and pray like that. Open your mouth and pray like that. According to the divine standard, if you fail in one, you fail in all. If you fail one of God's instructions, You are filled whole of the instructions. So Father, help me to obey all the instructions you commanded in the Bible, in the name of Jesus. If you are found to be unfaithful in one of the commandments, it means you have violated even the rest of the commandments. So Father, help me to obey all your commandments that you have written in your scriptures. Help me, Father, to obey them all. Help me to be obedient completely concerning the things you have commanded in your word. Help me to be completely obedient, completely faithful concerning the things you have commanded in your word. Help me, Father. Continue to pray. These are very serious matters that Christians ignore. How can you win over the enemy when they have legal grounds over you? Continue to pray. Ask God to help you. How can you win battles when you have violated God's laws, when you have violated God's commandments, even the commandments of Jesus in the New Testament? How many of those commandments have you obeyed? Say, Father, help me to be obedient to all of your instructions that you have commanded in your word. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we are still praying. I think I have shared with you before the testimony of an ex-agent of Satan. This person told me how if they want to cause an accident, on the highway or on the road where vehicles are passing, are moving. So this person said the first thing they do is that they would initiate the road. They would initiate the highway, the road that the vehicles are passing. They would first of all claim, to initiate something is to claim that thing. So they would claim the road. And after that, they will now begin to do enchantment. They will now begin to pronounce spells and curses, into the atmosphere around that highway where the vehicles are passing. So by the time they are done, the vehicles that they have targeted, once those vehicles pass, they would just have accident. What I'm saying is that the kingdom of darkness, they can initiate your physical environment. They can initiate physical things that you relate with to hurt you. They can carry themselves with physical things by covenant. They can claim those things by covenant. And in so doing, they'll be able to hurt whoever is in that environment or whoever engages with such physical things. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every initiation of darkness and covenant of darkness that have claimed the environment of my life to haunt me, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, destroy every initiation of darkness, every covenant of darkness that have claimed my environment, my physical environment, to haunt me. Lord of Jesus, destroy them now. Lord of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Every covenant of darkness that have claimed my atmosphere, the atmosphere around me, the atmosphere in the place I live, in the place I walk, in the place I study, every covenant of darkness that have claimed such atmosphere in order to haunt me, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we are still praying. Now, you need to understand that the more people commit sin in a place, the more the power Satan has to claim that place for himself. The more power Satan has to claim such environment or community or city for his kingdom. So the more people commit sin in that area. So if you're a Christian and you happen to be living in a place where there are people who commit sin a lot in that place, then you have a lot of prayers to pray. Because the enemy will be able to stop you as well, to stop your progress, stop your success, stop your prosperity. Yeah, but by the virtue of you living in that environment that is so full of sin. Now, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I invoke the blood of Jesus, or I call upon the blood of Jesus to pass through my entire environment and community, my entire building, to pass through my entire environment and put an end to every activity of darkness, every sinful practice that is authorizing the enemy to carry out their evil works. You're going to say, I invoke the blood of Jesus to pass through the environment I am living and destroy what if it is. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I call upon the blood of Jesus to pass through the environment of my life, the environment I am living, the environment I am walking. I put an end to every practice of sin that is giving power to the enemy to rule over the environment, over the community. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Then let the blood of Jesus flow in the place I live. Let the blood of Jesus flow in the street that I'm living. Let the blood of Jesus flow in the community I am living, in the city I am living, and let the blood of Jesus terminate every sinful practice that is going on and that is giving power to the enemy to attack lives and to destroy destinies. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus flow right now. Let the blood of Jesus flow right now. Let the blood of Jesus flow right now in my environment, in my community, in my nation, in my city, and put an end to every idolatry, to every sexual immorality, to every perversions that is legalizing satanic oppressions to prevail. Blood of Jesus, flow and put an end to such practices of sin in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, one of the problems that we are facing in Africa, in African countries, yeah, and of course in other countries of the world, yeah, is because, I mean, yeah, one of the problems we are facing is the fact that our ancestors for many years stabbed Satan. Our ancestors for many years stabbed the principalities. They served the gods, the goddesses. Yeah, in so doing, a lot of strong demonic covenants were initiating. Yeah, and that is why it seems as if some nations of the world are struggling to survive and even struggling to please God. And struggling to do what is right in the sight of God. It is because of the sins of the ancestors, the sins of our ancestors. Yeah. So and we are still living on the same land where those terrible things were practiced. Yeah, because our ancestors, they did a lot of human sacrifices. They would sacrifice human beings alive to demons. They did terrible things. Yeah, but we are still living on the same land that our ancestors did those terrible things. So even the land is cursed, and so is our blood cursed as well, because we inherited those blood from the sinful ancestors. Yeah, and that is why we have to pray, and that is why we have to live holy lives. We have to live holy if we will be free from the powers of those demonic covenants that was initiated by our ancestors. And that is why you don't need to compare yourself with another person. You don't know the ancestral lineage of that person. So your own ancestral lineage can have more terrible covenants of darkness than another person. Yeah, so you don't need to compare yourself with another person and say, oh, this person is progressing than I am. This person is succeeding than I am. And he doesn't even pray much, or he doesn't even pray at all. Don't compare yourself with another, because you don't know the ancestral spiritual lineage that person is connected to. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Now, I'm not trying to say that when we become born again, Jesus doesn't deliver us from ancestral captivities. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there are divine principles, there are spiritual laws that governs the spiritual realms and the physical realms, that governs the head, governs the world. Yeah, and if you have not prayerfully prevailed over certain forces and spiritual laws, you might not succeed in life. And you might not fulfill your destiny. Yeah, if you don't carefully and prayerfully walk with God, and, you know, please God, and get victorious over over this covenant, you will not be able to succeed and fulfill your destiny. There will be a limit to how far you can go in fulfilling destiny. So you're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, destroy every ancestral covenant of darkness that has held me back for years. The blood of Jesus, destroy them now. The blood of Jesus, separate my blood from the blood of my ancestors. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Only the blood of Jesus can do that separation. Inasmuch as you still carry the blood of your ancestors in you, you shall become a slave to the same powers they worship. You shall become a slave to the same idols they served. Pray, say, blood of Jesus, separate my blood from the blood of my ancestors. Blood of Jesus, destroy every covenant of darkness that my ancestors have brought upon my life. The blood of Jesus, destroy those covenants right now. The covenants of darkness my parents brought upon my life. The covenants of darkness my grandparents brought upon my life. The covenants of darkness my ancestors brought upon my life. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, destroy every ancestral covenant that have held my destiny bound for years. Every ancestral covenant that have held my spirit, soul, and body bound under darkness. Lord of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Every covenant my ancestors made with the devil that is now causing problems in my whole life, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. I believe you're praying. Begin to say, every covenant my parents made with the devil, every covenant my grandparents made with the devil, whether they knew or they didn't know, that is now causing problems in my own life. Blood of Jesus, destroy the covenant. Destroy the covenant. Destroy the covenant. Thank you, Lord. Destroy the covenant. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every covenant my ancestors made with the gods and with the goddesses that has now enslaved my life and calling and destiny, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, some people saw in the Bible where it says, the soul that sinneth shall die. That is, God said in that scripture, God said that he will not ask for the sins of the father from the children, he will not ask for the sins of the ancestors from the children of those ancestors. He said it is the person that it is whoever that sin that will suffer the consequences of their sins. So some people, when they read that place in the Bible, they felt like, I don't need to be praying prayers that God should destroy the covenant of darkness that my ancestors got themselves into. Yeah, so they felt they don't need to pray that the consequences of the wrong actions of their ancestors should not happen in their lives. Now, if you look at that scripture very well, God was referring to his own people, people that are following his commandments. Yeah, people that are doing his will. Yeah, those are the people God was referring to, his own people that he has called out from the world. So he was telling them that it is the soul that sins that will suffer consequences. Yeah, so now, where I'm driving at is that don't think that you will be spared from suffering the consequences of the actions of the wrong actions your parents and ancestors did, if you continue in sin, even the same sin they were doing or they did, yeah, in their time. Yeah, so don't think that scripture will work in your life if you are still sinning. Yeah, so that scripture is for those that have separated themselves from sin and from the world to God. Yeah, and God will make sure that the consequences of whatever their parents did will have no power over them and will not affect them. Yeah, but the people that are still living in sin, that scripture is not for them. Yeah, that scripture is not for them. And this is why we cannot separate holiness, yeah, from escaping. Yeah, from escaping the consequences of the sins of our ancestors, or how should I say, we must talk about holiness if we are talking about escaping the consequences of the sins that our ancestors committed. Yeah, we must live differently from them. We must live holy. Yeah, we must not repeat the sins they repeated. And not only that, we must not sin at all. Yeah, in so doing, we have power to deliver ourselves from the consequences of their sins. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to overcome the things my ancestors committed that brought those judgments upon their lives. The sins my ancestors committed that brought them into slavery to darkness. So Holy Spirit, empower me to overcome such things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you are repeating the same sin your parents committed that limited their lives, then it means you will also be limited. Even the same way they were limited. Pray, say, Holy Spirit, empower me to overcome these things my ancestors committed that brought God's judgment upon them. Holy Spirit, empower me to overcome the sins my ancestors committed that brought them into slavery to Satan. That brought them into slavery to covenant of darkness. Holy Spirit, empower me to not commit the same sin. Empower me, Holy Spirit, to not commit the same sin. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray to overcome and to destroy covenant of darkness. You must pray. You must fast. You must exercise your authority in Christ Jesus. I have said it before that if until you pray against certain operations of darkness, they will not leave your life. Demons, they don't go away if you don't fight them. Yeah, if you don't fight them, if you don't go against them, yeah. So in the spiritual realms, it is assumed that you are comfortable with the operations of darkness if you are not resisting the operations. You know, the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. So in the realm of the spirit, if you don't resist, if you don't fight, it will be assumed that you want those negative things the enemy is doing to continue to happen in your life. If you don't move against them, if you don't come against them, they will stay there and they will continue to afflict and oppress your life. So there are Christians who say, I don't believe in deliverance prayers. Every child of God is already delivered. They say, I don't believe in warfare prayers. Every child of God is protected. And many of them, Satan begin to afflict them and begin to attack them. And they continue to suffer. Some of them even died young. They suffered a lot of terrible diseases because they were saying, I don't believe in deliverance prayers. I don't believe in warfare prayers. Yeah, so they think that the faith, they think the Christian faith is a passive thing. The Christian faith is an active thing. So it goes with actions. So you don't just say, I believe I'm protected by God. I believe there's no devil that is following my life. I'm a child of God, so I don't need deliverance anymore. I'm already delivered. I pity those people. Yeah, because Satan will destroy their lives. So if you say you believe, you have to take action against the enemy. Yeah, that is how your faith will produce power. So you're going to pray. There are some of you here, you have not really taken enough action against the forces that are contending with your life and destiny. You're not really serious about fighting them and conquering them. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to rise and fight all the forces and powers and operations of darkness that is going on against me. So Holy Spirit, empower me to rise and face them and fight them and conquer them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Victory is not for a lazy man. Victory is not for a lazy woman. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, empower me. Empower me to rise. Empower me to rise and fight and conquer the powers of darkness that are contending with my life. The powers and forces and operations of darkness that are working against my life and destiny. Holy Spirit, empower me to rise now. Empower me to rise now and conquer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. The Holy Spirit, empower me with fire to face my enemies and consume them all and destroy them all with my authority in Christ Jesus. Empower me now, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we are still praying. You're going to pray. There are rives of darkness that could have captured some parts of you. Yeah, you might look at yourself and think, I am complete. Yeah, you might look at yourself directly or look at yourself in the mirror and think that everything about you is okay, is all right, and that you are complete and you are free. Yeah, but that might not be true. Yeah, because the realms of darkness, they have the ability to capture different of you. In yeah, so why you think you are, you know, you are complete? Well, some parts of you have been trapped in several realms of darkness. Now, because human beings are spirit beings, yeah. So it is possible for, you know, as spirit, the spirits are, what word should I use? Spirits are, they are very large. Yeah. In fact, your human spirit is, in terms of largeness, your human spirit is several times bigger than this earth. The spirit of one human being is several times bigger than the earth. I don't know if anyone has told you that before. The spirit of a human being, in terms of largeness, is several times bigger than the whole earth. Yeah. So this confirms that you are not just a body. You are a spirit being, and parts of you can be conquered by the enemy and trapped by the enemy. So some people, parts of their souls, parts of their spirits have been trapped in several realms of darkness. So you are going to pray, even though this might be difficult, this might be difficult for some of you to believe or understand. But even if you don't understand, I want you to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Almighty God, visit every realm of darkness where my life has been captured, where my life has been trapped. Say, Father, visit those realms and release me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Visit realms of darkness, invisible realms of darkness that have captured fragments of my spirit, fragments of my soul. Oh God, visit them and release me. Visit the realms now and deliver me. I believe you're praying. Visit the realms. Deliver me. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me, Almighty God. Deliver me right now. Set me free. In the name of Jesus, every realm of darkness, every coven of darkness, every altar of darkness that have captured fragments of my life. Oh God of heaven and earth, visit those places and release me now. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, so some of you, you can't move forward until God releases you in certain realms. In fact, you might not get healed until God releases you in certain realms that have captured you, that have captured your health. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, Holy Ghost, fire, enter into the realms of darkness that have captured fragments of my life. And deliver me right there, right now, in the name of Jesus. Enter into those realms, wherever the realms are, whether they are in the second heaven, or they are under the earth, or under the sea, fire of the Holy Ghost, visit the realms and release me. Release me. Thank you, Lord. Release me now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yes, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, prevent me from doing things that gives power to satanic covenant to rule over my life. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, prevent me from doing things that gives power to satanic covenant from ruling over my life. Open your mouth. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit prevents me from doing things that gives power to satanic covenant to rule my life. Yeah. The Holy Spirit prevents me from doing those things right now. Prevent me from doing things that gives power the covenants of darkness to ruin my life. Prevent me, Holy Spirit. We need to pray like that. Some people, it is the way they dress. The way they dress gives power to the kingdom of darkness to rule over their lives. Some people, the way they think. Some people, the way they talk. Yeah, some people, their behaviors, their character gives power to covenants of darkness to rule their lives. So Holy Spirit, stop me from doing things that gives power to covenants of darkness to rule my life. Stop me from doing those things now. In the name of Jesus, stop me from doing those things now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we're still going to pray. You also need to know the power of rituals in enforcing covenant of darkness. The power of the rituals. Yeah, as I'm talking right now, there are rituals going on in different places of the world, in different places on earth. There are all kinds of rituals going on. And the reason is because the kingdom of darkness, they understand the power of rituals. Yeah, and they do these rituals around the clock. So for every hour, there's a ritual going on by agents of darkness, agents of Satan. And they know that the more they do, they perform those rituals, the more they have more dominion over the head and over the people on head. So in the same way, Christians must also have their own rituals that they do persistently to be able to overcome the forces of darkness controlling the universe. Yeah. And the Christians also need to do their own rituals. Now, what I mean by rituals is that Christians have to, give themselves to constant prayers, worshipping God, singing songs of praises, praises and worship to God, giving of their resources, of their possessions to God, to serve God. So Christians must do all those rituals as frequent as possible. Yeah, Christians must serve God with dancing, with songs, with fastings, with prayers, with their money, as frequent as possible. So the more we do these rituals, the more we also gain dominion over this earth. So you are going to pray. So the question is, how much spiritual activities do you do around the clock in 24 hours of every day? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to dedicate the hours of my life having God, to doing spiritual activities, to offering spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable in the sight of God. So Holy Spirit, help me to do this. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, help me to dedicate every hour of my life to offering sacrifices that are acceptable to God, sacrifices of praises, sacrifices of worship, sacrifices of fastings, sacrifices of prayer, sacrifices of giving. Help me to offer acceptable sacrifices to God in every hour of my life. Continue to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, help me to dedicate hours of my life to offering sacrifices that are pleasing in the sight of God. Help me to offer sacrifices of preaching. When you preach the gospel to others, it's part of the rituals of Christians. When you do evangelism, when you teach people the word of God, when you continue to praise Jesus, to shout the name of Jesus, all these are sacrifices that we offer. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, help me to dedicate each day of my life to offering acceptable sacrifices unto God in the name of Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you crucify the desires of your flesh, you are offering acceptable sacrifices to God. Help me, Holy Spirit, to do these things. When you maintain purity in your mind, you are offering sacrifices, acceptable sacrifices unto God. The Holy Spirit, help me to do these every hour of my life on earth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we also need to understand the power of fellowship. Yeah, the power of fellowship It has power to overcome satanic influences, satanic dominion, satanic covenants on the head. Yeah. So what do I mean by fellowship? I mean brethren, fellowshipping with one another, praying together. Yeah, it has power to neutralize evil, to neutralize darkness. Yeah, so we must fellowship with one another, connect with one another, yeah, unite with one another, and pray together, and worship together, and fast together. So this is very powerful in destroying territorial covenants of darkness. And what I mean by territorial covenants of darkness is that, you know, these are covenants that Satan have established with a particular territory, with a particular land, yeah, with a particular city, yeah, or town, or community. Yeah, the more the believers in that community come together to worship God in spirit and in truth, to pray, to fellowship together, the more the territorial covenant is being neutralized. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with believers that have the right spirit, that I can have fellowship with, to learn your word together, pray together, fast together. So Father, connect me with such believers. Or open your mouth and pray like that. The Father, connect me with believers, with real Christian friends that I can pray together with, fast together with Christians that we can study the Word of God together, learn of you together. Oh Lord, connect me with them. Christians, that we can preach the gospel together. Christians, that we can do spiritual exercises together. So, Father, connect me with such believers. In the name of Jesus. Christians who have the right spirit. Christians who are genuinely saved. Oh Lord, connect me with them so that we can have fellowship with one another and do spiritual things together and then do prayers together, fast things together, Bible study and meditation together. Oh Lord, connect me with such people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now we're going to pray just two more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. Now, we are still dealing with the covenant of darkness. Yeah, covenant of darkness. Now, you can enter into a covenant of darkness by submitting to someone who is under demonic influence or demonic control, by submitting to someone that is an agent of Satan or someone that is under the control of Satan, that is someone who is possessed. Yeah, so by submitting to that person, or submitting under that person, you can enter into a covenant of darkness. And that is why Christians of this generation need to watch the kind of churches they attend. Yeah, if you happen to attend a church that have a pastor that is under a covenant of darkness. So by submitting to become a member of that church, you also put yourself under the same covenant that the pastor is operating with, or the leader is operating with. Yeah. So, or maybe you are working under a boss. Maybe I'm talking about your secular job right now. If you're working in a company, or you're working under a boss that is not born again, or that is a devil worshipper, yeah, you can also put yourself under a covenant of darkness. As long as you remain in that company, except you are prayerful. Yeah, so covenant of darkness, they operate by leadership, or maybe I should say by power of leadership. Yeah, so if you submit to a leader that is under satanic control, yeah, because you are following such a leader, you also will fall under the same satanic control. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You are going to pray like this. You are going to say, Lord Jesus, but destroy every covenant of darkness in my life that came as a result of places or people they submitted to. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, destroy every covenant of darkness that came into my life through places and people and submitted to. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, though you might not because of this leave your job. Yeah, but even while you are in that job, you have to be in dominion over the covenant that is prevailing in that place. And maybe you might not have to leave the church, though the person is to leave a wrong church. Yeah, continue to pray, say, Lord Jesus, destroy every covenant of darkness that came into my life because of places and people I submitted to. The blood of Jesus destroys such covenants right now in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus destroys such covenant right now in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of darkness that entered into my life because of places and people I submitted to, blood of Jesus, destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point Yeah, you can also enter into covenants of darkness by mingling with the wrong people, by mingling with people who have wrong spirit. Yeah, people who are under Satan's control. So by getting so close to such people, even by going to the houses of such people to eat and to drink in their houses, especially when God did not lead you to do that, you will also enter into covenant of darkness. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, destroy every covenant of darkness that entered into my life through my relationship with wrong people. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord of Jesus, destroy every covenant of darkness that entered into my life through my relationship with people, through my friendship with people, through my connection with wrong people. Blood of Jesus, destroy the covenants right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for this hour of prayer. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for the victories we have gotten already. Thank you for the blessings and the deliverance we have gotten through your power during the course of this prayer session. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that you show mercy on everyone here. Let your mercy speak for every life in Jesus' name. I ask, oh Lord, that you separate everyone here from whatever covenant of darkness that is holding them captive. Oh Lord, separate them now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the power that is in the blood of Jesus shall manifest in your life to give you complete freedom from every slavery to Satan and to his covenant and his realms. Let the power of the blood of Jesus manifest now and free you in Jesus' name. I pray that your spirit man receive fire right now to discern the spiritual realms. Let your spirit man receive fire right now in Jesus' name. I pray that every connection or relationship you have with places and people that God does not want you to be connected with, I pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost disconnect you from such people and places now in Jesus' name. The grace to succeed and prosper in the things you do, receive it now in the name of Jesus. The power to overcome even your strongest enemies, receive the power right now in Jesus' name. The strength to rise into the place of fulfillment of destiny. Receive the strength right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.